This goes to Dr. Lowry, Lowry, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Brianne, Brianne Porter, Porter, date of birth November 11th, 2007. Dear Dr. Lowry, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Porter with mild hypertension and a history of Crohn's disease treated with biological medications currently. And she's very stable at this time. She was seen in consultation on December 16th of 2025, and she had had an extensive workup for secondary hypertension causes, which all proved to be negative. And it was felt that she probably had mild primary hypertension associated with recent steroid exposure and a significant weight gain that occurred with that of at least 40 pounds over a year. And she was started on lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily, and when she was checking blood pressure, they were ranging between 110 to 130 over 70 to 80. She states that she's got significantly less stress. She's out of college right now and just not taking any classes in the summer. And when she goes back to school in the fall, it won't be a full load. And she states that the Crohn's disease is very well controlled currently. Review of systems is negative. Medications, lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Allegra is 180 milligram daily. Mercaptopurine, M-E-R-C-A-P-T-O-P-U-R-I-N-E, is 50 milligram daily. Amitriptyline, 10 milligram at bedtime, and C-Y-L, T like Tom, E, Z like Zebra, O, 40 milligram every 2 weeks. She takes 80 milligram total every 2 weeks. Physical exam, weight is 179 pounds. Pulse was 100 and regular in blood pressure. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Assessment and plan. One, primary hypertension, currently well controlled on a very low dose of lisinopril. We will continue 2.5 milligram lisinopril daily. She will continue to follow a low-salt diet. Weight loss was encouraged along with appropriate exercise, and she will have labs every 6 months for us, and the most recent lab studies were done 6/15 of 26 with completely normal lab values, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.